we agree philosophically about something. It's about human beings. It's about respect for one another. So for the last 3 years, I've brought, this is the fourth member of the New York City and Long Island delegation up to Western New York to see how we live, see what we do here, see how we live, see green grass, much experience as I am doing different things. But it's really up to them. And we've had nice talks with each of them. So last weekend, I was in Brockport at a pancake breakfast, then over up on Lake Ontario for an Orleans County picnic, and then down to Wyoming County to speak down there to the picnic that they had. So getting around is the most important thing. Town hall meetings are huge. We do 12 of those every year.
Steve, apologies for coming in late to this. What do you think separates you from the other candidates?
Other than height? I think what separates me is my years of experience. I'm gonna emphasize that over and over again. You know, some people have said, Holly, they say you're 71. Well, in my mind, I'm 41, 45. I work 16 hours a day. John Dilio, right over here, a county legislator, knows that. I've never shied away from work. I'm an old farm guy, and you don't work 8 hours on the farm. You work as long as you have to get the job done. And that's what I intend on doing.
How confident would you be with campaign financing in the 11 weeks up to the election?
Well, I've already had in-depth conference calls with members of the RNC, with members of the Congressional Campaign Committee. I have enlisted the aid of Kara Mason from the former RNC finance director, as well as ahead of the Trump election campaign finance chairman. We're set to go. We've done a poll. I just got the results this morning on all kinds of issues, the things that are important to people that reside in this 27th district. And that's what a representative is supposed to do. So we're going to hit the job, we're going to hit the ground running. I've been asking for money from people for 26 years in my insurance business. That's a product. At this point, I'm going to be asking them, as I have, as the assemblyman and vice chairman of the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee, for their dollars to support another product. That's me. There is some of that in there, but again, I haven't had a chance to look at it. It's 196 pages long. So I commissioned that poll last Thursday. It's by the Wilson firm in Washington, D.C., and highly technical and highly highly sophisticated, talking about issues that go on in this district and what people are thinking about. It's gender-based. It's based on population within the 27th district, so we get a feel, a real feel, for what people think in different parts of the 27th. So it'll be interesting to see that.